हाय मिलिंद,
हाय प्रदीप।
मिलिंद थैंक यू फॉर अलोइंग मी टू बी अ कोच टुडे एंड
थैंक यू एज वेल।
थैंक यू। सो मिलिंद, डू आई हैव ए परमिशन टू रिकॉर्ड दिस सेशन?
यस प्लीज प्रदीप।
थैंक यू। ओके सो मिलिंद, दिस इज अ सेफ स्पेस एंड आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट यू टू टेक फ्यू मोमेंट्स to center yourself before we begin, and let me know whenever you are ready.
Sure. Okay, we are ready.
Okay. Thanks, Milind. Okay, Milind, what would we like to discuss today?
So, Pradeep, to set the context, I have been 1.5 years away from my official retirement age. So I've been mentally and financially preparing myself to enter that new phase, and things were going in that direction very smoothly, and suddenly I'm getting a fillers from my existing organization that they would want me to extend my association with the organization. So essentially, beyond my retirement, they want me to continue with the organization. With the one rider, which is actually putting me at a bit of a dilemma, is I will be expected to leave my current Kuwait location and go to another location to take up a job which would be with a different team, different stakeholders, and different country in which I have never worked as such before. When this sort of fillers have come up, I've started wondering is what should be my stand with. I mean, I have two options. I can tell them that no, I'm not interested in continuing with the organization and peacefully get into my retirement and come back to India. Alternatively, I can take up this opportunity to take this challenge and take up this opportunity in the new country after I cross my retirement age. So these are both and both con pros and cons of both the scenarios. So I'm just in a two in a dilemma. Is how do I take it forward? What should be my thought process on taking this up, choosing one of these options which is optimal for my future? And I thought this would be a good opportunity to explore with you and seek some inputs from you on this.
Okay, Milind. Milind, I hear you that you are close to your retirement age. I do hear that your current organization has asked you to continue for another stint. And
Correct.
I hear you, that with the new role, you have to change the location, right?
Correct.
And it seems that you are in dilemma to make up your mind what you should be doing, right? And what is optimal for your future?
Correct.
Milind, tell me more about the dilemma part in your mind going on.
Pradeep, if I take up this opportunity, it's going to be a new challenge, new adjustment, new setup, connecting with a new set of people, taking up new challenges. So I am, and if I don't take up the challenge and go back to my retirement, I mean, I can just peacefully return to India settle down in India, don't take up, I mean, whatever let's say I can continue as a freelance coach after my retirement without any full-time commitment to anything, and be with my family, be with and take care of my own health, give myself more attention. So there are pros and cons of both these options, and both seem to be equally lucrative. So that's actually brings me to this dilemma: what should I do?
Got it. So Milind, I hear you that you want to take new challenge, and I hear that you had to connect with a new set of people when you take this new role, right? And you
Correct.
also have a dilemma that if you don't take up this role, you would like to spend time with your family back in India, right? And you
Correct.
also can pay more attention to your family, right? However, there are few pros and cons, right?
Correct.
Milind, you also mentioned about it is more lucrative. So what do you mean by more lucrative?
Okay, so Pradeep, what happens is naturally when I retire, my monthly cash flow will stop, so the income will stop. Whereas if I continue with my extension, which the opportunity my organization is offering, I mean, it will give me financial benefits, which will continue to be accrue to me on a monthly basis vis-a-vis retirement, no cash inflow. So that's one part of lucrative. Second part of it is the still while we I'm at the retirement age, from the energy level point of view, I feel still I am fit enough and enthusiastic enough to take up new challenges. So in that sense, the opportunity which my organization offering is, I'm finding it lucrative. I mean, that's exactly what I meant by lucrative opportunity.
Got it. So Milind, I hear you that with this opportunity, if you take it, so it will definitely get a cash flow to you. It will help you financially.
Correct.
And it seems that you are also you also feel that you still have more energy to continue working, right?
Perfectly correct.
So what's going in your mind, Milind, right now? Like, what are you thinking about this?
Pradeep, I am in an exact dilemma is from the career point of view and from the professional point of view. It's a good opportunity. I feel that I should take up the extension, but when I feel that I will have a freedom of time, I will have freedom being with my family and be completely on my own if I don't take up this opportunity and take my retirement. Both the options are equally kind of enticing to me. And I'm not really able to make up my mind what exactly I should be doing.
That's good, Milind. Seems like you are exploring to take up this opportunity, but you seems to be in dilemma of making up your mind, and you also feel like you will not have a freedom of time if you continue with this role. However, there are certain other parts as lucrative, which you mentioned earlier to me.
Correct.
So, Milind, what are we exploring today?
So I think what we need to, I mean, I need to see is what is good for me in the long term, and what, I mean, you, as you rightly pointed out, when you asked me what is lucrative, so I looked at it, the lucrative from the financials point of view and the career professional point of view, and I need to probably look at what is personal point of view, and how do I balance both the things together while taking my decision.
Right. Milit, when you say good, what do you mean by good to you? How do you infer good?
I think the thing which gives me happiness, peace of mind, and freedom of time, I think these would be definition of good for me, rather than just a financial decision.
And in this context, how happiness, peace of mind, freedom is important to you now at this stage?
So, Pradeep, I can say that during the entire career, while we try to get the freedom of time and freedom of doing your own thing, we are always constrained by the organization and our career goals. But the moment I have the opportunity to get out of the career race and get into the retirement and be on my own, and I think this would really help me in both my physical health, mental health. So I think it's very, very important for me to in this context.
And what will be the future impact of freedom to you?
Yeah, I think when you have a freedom in terms of time, in terms of finances, then you are actually free to do what you exactly want to do, when you want to do, with whom you want to do, or you want to do nothing. It's everything is that kind of a freedom this phase gives you. So I think it's a because with the life expectancy significantly higher now, there is still a big lifespan remaining to after the retirement. So I think it's very important in that context.
And what is the purposefulness of freedom in your life? Like, I am asking again in a different context.
Yeah. No, I think while we don't want to agree all the time that we are tied to our career, tied to our day-to-day routine, when because we have never experienced the freedom of not going to work or not doing something and completely doing or something on our own, so I think this having a freedom of and having enjoying that free phase of life. It's a very important purpose could be for my life as a retired person.
So Milind, I hear you. Freedom is important for you, and it seems that you would like to enjoy freedom in next few years of your career, right?
Perfect, yes.
Yeah. So, Milind, what is becoming clearer to you now?
I think this probably the while I was talking to you, I realized that while I started the discussion with respect to the dilemma and what path I should take, but probably it is becoming clearer too that freedom is the most important part of my decision criteria, and that is where should be my yardstick to take up this decision one way or the other.
Good. So, Milind, with respect to freedom, right? So, what needs to shift in your perspective to get the freedom?
So Pradeep, when I was about to give you answer that I think I have made up my mind that I will retire, but then when I'm thinking about the change in perspective, I mean, I am going with the assumption that if I continue with my existing as an extension of my take up extension and don't take the retirement and take up new challenges, I am assuming that I will not have freedom, I will not have the liberty. Maybe that I should change my perspective and challenge myself that why not? I mean, can I not chalk out a plan in such a manner that I continue to have the freedom and have the extension of after retirement? So this is the change in perspective which sort of brought in after we discussed.
Right. And what will enable you to get this freedom going forward with the extension in your career?
I think this is again a very good lever. Is since I am not asking for an extension and the organization is coming up to me to offer an extension, I can definitely have better terms with respect to the kind of freedom I want to enjoy. Maybe more, I mean, freelance working hours or limited or more opportunity to travel back to India with my friends, with my family, and I mean, probably ask for a more work from home opportunity and do the support to the in the new setup from my old home in India. So all these things I can actually explore as a terms of my new contract with the as an extension, and it might work out, and probably I'll have best of both worlds.
Good to hear that you are going to explore the new opportunities. So, with this new realization, what are the new actions would now be useful to you? So, what are you going to
I
take?
think,
What kind of actions you?
yeah. So, Pradeep, I think before my discussion, when I was in a bit of a dilemma stage or whatever, now there's a bit of a clarity. Is okay. It is not binary decision, either this or either that. Let me work out my the contract and the agreement with the new with the organization for the my new phase in a very meticulously, which is both beneficial to me with respect to my freedom or the more time basis criteria, and while continue to be in active career mode, still have the glimpses of freedom in terms of retirement mode as well. Enjoy best of both worlds.
Good, Milind. So, Milind, what resources do you need to take them?
I think I need to take it up when I am communicating with the organization, and now once the fillers have sort of finalized, then I will take it up with my expectation about the new job, and while delivering their requirements, I would like to fulfill my also the requirements and arrive at a middle path or a golden point where it works out for both the organization and me, and then take it to the logical conclusion.
It seems like you have very good action plans going forward,
Thank you.
but how will you be accountable to these actions?
So I think the important part of would be that I will systematically work on these actions, and probably if we get an opportunity, Pradeep, probably every other month, because we still have time, so every other month we can have a catch-up call, and I can share with you the progress made, and then we can discuss if we need any kind of change in approach or change in actions to take to the logical conclusion, if you are okay with it.
I'm good, Milind, but do you need my help at this stage?
So Pradeep, I think the main help is, I mean, it's very simple, that sometimes when there is nobody to check, you would sort of tend to fizzle out. So if we have, like, after 2 months, I have to connect with Pradeep and tell him what kind of progress I've made or what kind of progress I have not made, it sort of builds a pressure to work to the logical conclusion. So I think that's probably the help, that if you can spare a few, say, just like today's half an hour with me, and that would be really nice.
Great, great. Good, good, Milind. Milind, anything else you would like to talk other than what we discussed, or I missed out, which you would wanted to talk other than this problem statement which you had come up with? Do you
No,
have?
I think we worked on our problem statement, and we moved in a very systematic manner, where, and I think we came out with a decent, and especially I really appreciate your help in making me think about the change in perspective, about not making it in a binary, this or that. And so this has actually helped me with my thought process, and brought me the clarity. So I think thank you very much, really appreciate it.
Great. So, Milind, are we okay to close this session today?
Yes, Pradeep, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Milind.
Thank you.